By 1964, most of the local services were DMU operated. That's the Leeds, Barnsley, Sheffield route, and also the ones out to Castleford and Nottingley.
By DMU, what do you mean?
Diesel multiple unit trains.
What colour were they?
That time it was standard BR green. But there were still local, mainly steam haulage as well at that time. They were the stopping trains via on the main line to Sheffield. That's via Cudworth, the direct main line, which was still open at that time. The express trains, of course, were mainly in the hands of Peak class locos. There were still one or two steam operated summer specials, but as I say, the Sheffield, Darfield, Cudworth, Leeds direct service was still local steam workings at the time.
What kind of carriages?
The carriages would be the were corridor stock. There'd be the old LMS compartment stock. There were corridor stock. There weren't suburban stock, the ones on the Sheffield services.
Yeah, they were red, weren't they?
Yeah, all maroon, yes.
We've talked about Harold and stuff. Can you remember any other accidents and events?
I remember one night, it was a Sunday night in September 64, being at the bowling alley, which was a popular pastime in those days. And just before we left, on the television news, there was talk, there was mention that during earlier the previous night, a train had derailed at Sturton. It turned out to be the overnight St Pancras Glasgow sleeper that had come off the jumped off the rails at Wakefield Road signal box at Sturton. That's actually outside the Woodlesford control area. The accident happened in the early hours of Sunday morning. I didn't work Sundays, but on the Monday there was no train services through Woodlesford, but we had to report there. I did go and examine the crash, which was being cleared up on the Monday. The line was reopened the following day. What had happened was that a milk van that's been conveyed on the overnight sleeper, a six-wheel vehicle, had jumped the tracks, causing the rest of the train to derail near Wakefield Road at Sturton. Quite a serious derailment. As luck would have it, the most serious damage to the coaches was at the corridor side, and the passengers were sleeping. Nobody was seriously injured, but it was quite a pile-up. As I say, I went to examine the clearance operation, which was fully underway by the Monday. Just to put it in perspective, it was cleared up that Monday evening and traffic was restored on the Tuesday. The accident happened at, say, 4 o'clock on the Sunday morning. I'd guarantee that by the time it was cleared up, nowadays, they wouldn't have even started the plate. They wouldn't have been allowed access to the site, never mind to start. You know, that's how things have changed. Mm. The priority was, you know, get the line clear. They still found out the cause of the accident. There was an inquiry, and some of the Woodlesford signalmen had to testify that the train was still intact on passing Waterloo or Woodlesford station, yes.
The thing that amazes me, both about your article in Backtrack and what you've just been telling me now, is that your memory is so vivid. Why can you remember it in such detail?
Well, the fact that I took photographs there, it always is a good aid to memory. I was interested at the time in railway operations, and it was the swan song of steam, and it was very busy. I don't know, it just struck me, and it was a fairly intense 6 months training, although I'd been at Unslet Lane over a year before then.
Yeah.
But that was more detached from true railway operations.
You've made reference to the modern day a couple of times. What's your feeling about how things have changed since you worked at Woodlesford, about the railways?
Well, the railways now are more, you know, the privatisation is... To be honest, they are probably carrying more commuter traffic than they did in that era. It's just symptomatic how much people commute now, and that the roads have become clogged up, and It's the old problem, though, that I do sympathise with whoever's running the railway, that everybody wants to sort of commute at the same time and obviously complain when they can't get a seat, forgetting that the rest of the day, that if they travelled on that train, they'd find plenty of room, you know. And, you know, that railway rolling stock is not a cheap asset, you know. You know, they talk about a coach as, or put an extra coach on as if it's like to a penny, you know, but... you know, even if it were nationalised, they would still have to account for that sort of additional resource now than more so than they did in the 60s, although, of course, at that time, beaching was...
Well, that's what I've just remembered I want to ask you about. So what was the main talking point at Woodlesford in that period that you were there?
One of the factors that slightly worried me about being transferred to Woodlesford was that Woodlesford had been specifically... mentioned as due for closure in the beaching report. Also, one of the services I think that was down for the axe was the Leeds Cudworth Sheffield service stopping trains, and Woodlesford station specifically was listed for closure. It never happened, but at the time we thought the beaching report was gospel and thought, well, they're sending me to somewhere that's closing tomorrow. It never did.
Do you know what the reasoning was behind that possible closure?
The reasoning for the closure was that one of the points I was told was that that it was up for closure to clear more paths for both the Skelton Grange traffic and the Sturton Marshalling Yard. I think... had been abandoned by then, but there was a certain Freightliner depot coming on stream, and one of the theories was that they wanted to clear as many paths for the freight and Freightliner trains. One of the ways of doing it was to reduce the stopping services at Woodlesford. I don't think the Leeds Barnsley Sheffield service was ever earmarked in the beaching report, but certainly the Leeds... Cudworth Sheffield was down for closure.
I think there was a plan at one point to completely close the line and send the Leeds Sheffield trains via Wakefield Westcote and then on to Barnsley from via Kirgat from there. But I think that was 20 years later. And luckily that didn't happen either. So when you were there, the station wasn't reprieved when you were there. It was kind of the axe was still possible, wasn't it?
Yeah.